This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, harvest will be here before we know it, and it's time to think about getting everything ready for the upcoming season. But one of the unsung heroes in our harvest is our grain drying systems. More systems are starting to switch to propane fuels as they get upgraded. And of course, this means we want to know the supply situation. Well, we'll talk with Mike Newland of the Propane Education and Research Council next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Mike Newland is with the Propane Education and Research Council and says right now supplies of propane are good and prices remain steady.
You know, that's everybody's question. What's supply looking like? We're in great shape. Supply is really good. We continue to have really big build-outs every single week, which is good for this sector this time of year. We always like to see that as we're getting into our grain drying. And so that's always the first question. Second question is, how stable are prices? And we try not to talk prices because we never know where this is going to go and what your situation is in your local market. Prices have been very stable even back into COVID and beyond. So we've been very fortunate in that regard. The energy run up after COVID didn't really impact us too much. And so we've been very stable. Supply is very good. And we're keeping an eye on the harvest, obviously.
Now, Newland says this doesn't mean that the situation is completely etched in stone. A lot can still change, and much of that is going to be influenced by Mother Nature and her infamous temper. We will have to keep a close eye on what happens in parts of the Corn Belt, especially in northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, and parts of the northern Corn Belt, where they've seen cooler temperatures already and heavy rains. Considering the flooding we saw earlier in the year, that means we could be looking at some plants and some crops that are going to need additional dry down.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is the corn crop. What's it doing across the country nationally? We keep an eye on that weekly. We get a weekly data set from a firm that we can track the corn moisture across every USDA crop district, compare it back to previous year, five-year average, and then now we've got a 25-year data set. So it's a pretty deep data set, and I don't want to say we're never surprised, but we know what's coming at us. We're keeping an eye on a couple areas. We're keeping an eye on northern Iowa a little bit. We're keeping an eye on Minnesota for sure, and the Upper Plains, the Dakotas. And that's a function of planting times, planting dates, a lot of rain. You guys have been through a lot of rain in those areas, and some cooler temperatures. I live in Ohio. We were actually 47 degrees last week in Ohio one morning. So we're paying attention to those things, and our models tracking all that. And really gives us an advanced look to what could happen with the grain drying gallons. And we push that message out to our industry so all of the local propane suppliers would have access to that same data, and hopefully they're taking advantage of that.
You can catch our entire conversation with Mike Newland on today's episode of Iowa Ag Matters. Replays available at iowaagnet.com. And, of course, if you listen to that interview, you're going to think that things are pretty calm, pretty quiet for the propane industry. However, after a little turbulence a few years past, calm waters aren't a bad place to be. You can learn more at propane.com and find that at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.